Exclusive. Fired, you said worker hailed as whistleblower by mainstream media donated 23 times to Democrats. By Bradley J. on March 3, 2025. A senior official at the U.S. Agency for International Development, you said, placed on leave after disseminating a memo attacking DOGE and the Trump administration has made almost 24 donations to Democrats. You said Global Health Acting Assistant Administrator Nikhin Rich was placed on administrative leave Sunday 2 days after sending a memo attacking USAID's political leadership, the State Department, and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency for creating intentional and/or unintentional obstacles for preventing payouts for vital programs. In Rich's memo comes as the Trump administration has effectively shuttered the agency, laying off and placing on leave thousands of employees and eliminating more than 90% of the agency's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. foreign assistance. In his memo, Enrich claims that cutting USAID funding will undermine U.S. leadership, weaken global stability, and increase long-term costs. The number of deaths attributable to the loss of USAID funding and support is not known at this time, Enrich claimed. But federal government records suggest a possible partisan motivation for Enrich's memo. Enrich made 23 separate donations totaling over $400 to ActBlue, Democrats' online fundraising platform, beginning in 2019, according to Federal Election Commission records reviewed by Breitbart News. Those payments included multiple donations earmarked for Elizabeth Warren's failed 2020 presidential campaign, and later, Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign as he faced Donald Trump. Enrich also made multiple donations to Democrat Senate candidates, including Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA. According to Open Payrolls, Enrich made over $171,000 working as a USAID program manager, 80.2% higher than the national average for government employees. Democrat officials and the mainstream media have lauded Enrich for bringing to light the human costs of reductions in American taxpayer-funded foreign aid. Senator Brian Schatz, DHI, a prominent opponent of Trump's effort to reach a peace deal in the war between Russia and Ukraine that has ended over 1 million lives, called the potential deaths caused by a reduction in USAID foreign aid our worst fears. These new details confirm our worst fears. The illegal and systematic dismantling of USAID will cause real suffering and deaths that are entirely preventable, he said. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.